In this bulletin, Scott Morrison challenges Bill Shorten to two more leader debates during the election campaign. A teenager arrested after a fight breaks out following a press conference held by Senator Fraser Anning. And Stephanie Gilmore knocked out of surfing quarterfinals in Victoria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has challenged Bill Shorten to two more debates during the election campaign. Both leaders have agreed to debates on Sky News and Channel 7 next week. The Liberal Party has been offered a further two debates on the ABC and the Nine Network, which Labor has so far declined. Mr. Morrison says he's happy to take part and has accused Mr. Shorten of trying to avoid scrutiny.
Look, Bill Shorten seems to be... He seems to be treating this election campaign as if it's some sort of coronation for him. And every time it sort of doesn't go that way and he gets asked difficult questions and he turns into the cranky bear, he gets all very upset. I don't know what he expected this campaign to be.
But Mr. Shorten says he's open to further debates.
Well, we've got two debates. Let's see how they go. I'm open to doing more. But I also would just note that this sudden belated interest in the Liberal Party in debating us, these people have invented the part-time parliament. I'm not even talking about the member for Manila. We had seven sitting days in 8 months. I mean, if Mr. Morrison wants to spend a lot of time listening to me, you can always vote for me.
A man has been arrested after a scuffle broke out following a press conference held by controversial far-right Senator Fraser Anning in Sydney South. Police were called to a park in Cronulla just after 10 a.m. after a man who's believed to be a supporter of Senator Anning was involved in a physical altercation with a female journalist and a photographer. The incident took place close to where Senator Anning was announcing his candidate for the New South Wales seat of Cook. Video footage taken after the fight shows a male photographer with a ripped T-shirt speaking with police officers. A 19-year-old man has been taken to Sutherland Police Station for questioning. Meanwhile, the Liberal Party will put Senator Fraser Anning's party last on how to vote cards in almost every electorate across Australia. Senior Cabinet Minister Matthias Cormann has told Sky News Senator Anning's Conservative Nationals will be preferenced last in almost all seats.
Well, Fraser Anning will be last in all seats across the country except in a very small number of seats like Lindsay, where Jim Salim, for example, is running and where the judgment is made that he is an even worse candidate with a more even more atrocious record, which justifies putting him even further behind. But other than that, I mean, Fraser Anning is last in all of our seats.
A Victorian police sergeant has been charged with multiple counts of assault, which allegedly occurred while he was on duty. The charges relate to three alleged incidents in March and May last year. The officer has been suspended on pay and will face court at a later date. In surfing, Australian defending champion Stephanie Gilmore has been knocked out of the Rip Curl Pro quarterfinals at Bells Beach. Hawaiian Malia Manuel took out the quarterfinals this morning, scoring 10.77 points, while the seven-time world champion only managed 8.70. Gilmore was the last Australian remaining in the competition. Manuel will now be joined by the United States' Lakey Peterson and Courtney Conalog in the semi-finals. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, cloudy and 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, a sunny day and 16 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, a shower or two and 30. And Darwin, a sunny day and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.